Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 2.
So, what are we going to do today?
Well, it's only our second weekend in the cottage. There's furniture to buy, wood to chop, the house to dust, the neighbours to meet, the dinner to prepare, the garden to clear.
True.
So I thought we should do absolutely nothing.
Excellent plan. What about you, Felicity?
There is absolutely nothing to do.
Oh, come on, Felicity, don't be like that. Look, the sun is out.
The sky is blue.
There's not a cloud to spoil the view.
But it's raining. Da, 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 da.
Raining in my heart.
Is it raining in your heart, Felicity?
Oh, come on, Felicity. Talk to your old mum. You've been like this all week. What is it?
I want to go home.
Pardon?
I want to go home.
And what precisely would you be doing now if you were in London?
See, when I do try and talk to you, you don't want to listen.
I'm sorry. What precisely would you be doing now if you were in London?
Sleeping.
Well, you can go back to sleep if that's what you really want.
I don't want to sleep here. I want to sleep in London.
Oh, dear. I can see trouble ahead.
But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance...
Not now, Terence.
Let's face the music.
Terence!
Sorry.
I've got an idea. Why don't you and I visit the village shop? You can help me choose what to buy for dinner.
Sorry, are you talking to me? I thought a three-year-old child must have wandered in.
It's good of you to see me at such short notice.
Don't mention it.
We're very happy to listen to whatever it is you have to say.
I'm glad to hear
it. Before we tell you to sod off.
Right. Okay.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. So do I take it you're still adamant that you don't want to sell the pub?
We don't want to leave.
Not for all the money in China.
In anticipation of that, we've come up with an alternative proposal, one that I believe you'll find interesting. Ashcourt Vale will buy the pub, but you two will stay on and run the whole operation as executive managers. We will let you stay here rent-free for as long as you like.
Rent-free? Who are we dealing with here, Mr. Ashcourt or Mr. Vale?
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith. We've had a look over your renovation plans, and we couldn't work out where the locals are supposed to go.
There'll be dining areas for families, for couples...
If they just want to have a drink.
Drink?
Drink, yes. What most people come to pubs for.
Not these days, surely.
Our locals do.
The potential here for a dining pub is hugely exciting. People will be prepared to come from miles around, maybe from as far as London, to be in this beautiful setting.
We don't want our customers to come from miles around, Mr. Ashcourt.
We want them to come from Shipcombe Green.
I thought I'd cook us all one of Mum's special curries. You like those, don't you?
Depends.
On what?
On whose Mum cooked it.
Well, no one else's mum is here, so I'm afraid it'll have to be me. The general stores.
Here we go.
Ooh. Doesn't look very general. How old are these magazines? My Perfect Marriage by Anthea Turner. Oh, but this one's got the Duchess of York on the cover.
Hello, I'm Marina Cheeseman. We've just moved into the old Johnson house.
Mrs. Greenaway, nice to meet you.
I've got a list. Let's start off with the hard ones. Have you got any cumin?
Cumin? No.
Turmeric?
Not at the moment, no.
Onions?
Pickled?
No.
Then no.
What about rice?
Do you want long grain or short grain?
Which have you got?
Neither.
I can see I'm going to have to set my sights a little lower. I was planning to make a curry.
We've got sultanas. They go in curry.
Well, they used to. Perhaps if I look around, I can plan a meal to fit round what you've got in stock.
A Taurus suet. Tins of golden syrup, Whitworth lemon peel. These are all things I've got lying half-used at the back of my cupboard.
So what are you going to cook?
I haven't a clue. Even the chefs on Ready City Cook might struggle to make a meal out of a packet of rich tea biscuits, a jar of mincemeat and a toy plastic aeroplane.
What's the date on those crisp breads? Set naught naught.
Never.
although it doesn't say what century they mean.
They shouldn't have best by written on them. They should have best not by. See, Felicity, you and I, we can still have fun, can't we?
Mom, don't.
If we keep looking, we may find the last surviving packet of Spangles. I'm not surprised the cost of living is lower in the country than in London. There isn't anything to buy.
Mrs. Cheeseman, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very
And you must be Felicity. I've heard all about you.
Mum? Not for me, honestly. I've never even mentioned your name.
Mrs. Greenaway has told you the appalling news, then.
What?
I've only just heard myself. The village will never recover.
No, I'm sure it won't. So
it's what's happened to so many other villages, but you never dream it's going to happen on your own doorstep.
Indeed.
But we can't just lie back and let it happen.
Nope, that would be
Which
folly.
Is why I've convened a meeting for 3 o'clock this afternoon so that we can look for a solution. The whole village will be there. Will you, Mrs. Cheeseman?
I shall clear my diary.
And Mr. Cheeseman, Mustache, the rest of the village must hear of the tragedy.
What is this tragedy, then?
She didn't say.
Psst! Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right, darling. I'm sure it's nothing you need worry about. Felicity, where are you?
Felicity, I wanted to explain about...
Then come out from behind that tree. Who are you scared of?
No one. I just don't want to be seen.
With me, you mean. Thanks very much.
No, you don't understand.
Yes, I do. You look down on me just because I'm urban.
No, I don't.
Just because, by an accident of birth and upbringing, I happened to come from a built-up area. Well, I'm sorry, Robbie Harwood, but I'm not going to apologise for how I was brought up.
What's going on here? Who are you? And what have you done to upset my daughter?
I'm Robbie
He's no one, Mother. Come on. We're going home.
Is he, by any chance, a new friend you were out with till one in the morning last week?
He's no friend.
No, he didn't look like your sort at all. So what did he do? You can confide in me, you know. I won't be angry, whatever it is. Except on your behalf, of course.
You really want to know, do you? All right, then. He and I spent the whole evening together last week, just talking. And the next day, in front of his friends, he cut me dead. Are you happy now?
Oh, I am sorry, Felicity. But it's one of those things you have to put down to experience.
Mum... I'm sorry if I gave you that impression, but I wasn't asking for your advice.
Oh.
Mr. Thorogood?
Smith? What are you doing?
I've just been to see the Harwoods.
I thought I told you I don't want anyone making the connection between me and Ashcourt Vale. Not yet, anyway.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thorogood.
Well, while you're here, let's have it. Quickly, while there's no one about.
Nothing doing, I'm afraid.
You give them all that guff about staying on as executive managers?
Well, they fell for it, but they still wouldn't buy it. They insist on keeping it as a locals' pub.
A locals' pub? What year do they think this is? Well, if we can't buy them out, we're going to have to do the next best thing.
What's that?
Drive them out of business. Destroy them. Leave them facing rack and ruin. Rub their noses in the dirt so that they come to us cap in hand, begging us to buy their sorry little excuse for a pub.
But how?
Oh, I'll leave those details off to you, Smith.
Thanks very much.
And I'll tell you this. I'm going to make them regret the day they decided to cross over the junction, take the second turning on the left, which leads back onto the main road.
You will.
Good morning, Mrs. Cheeseman.
All right.
Mr. Thorogood.
And Felicity.
Mum, look, I told you. I don't know how they found out your name.
So, you've no idea what this meeting is about?
I'll start talking to someone. It's bound to come out.
Rather you than me.
Awful business, isn't it?
Terrible. I was so shocked when Mrs. Thorogood told me.
Whoever would have believed it?
You could have knocked me down with a feather.
That this, thing could happen in our midst.
You never know what's going to happen next, do you?
So she didn't tell you what it was about either?
Well, she seemed in such a hurry, I didn't like to ask.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming at such short notice. It's gratifying to see virtually the whole village represented.
Whole village? There are less than 100 of us here.
I don't think she's including the natives.
Perhaps we should begin by forming a committee to elect a subcommittee to look into ways of redeeming this catastrophic situation.
So why wouldn't she invite everyone?
I believe you're new to the village, aren't you?
Mrs. Cheeseman, if you wouldn't mind addressing your comments through the chair.
We haven't got a chair.
Good point, right. Mr. Cheeseman. So do I hear any volunteers to be chairwoman, I mean chairperson, of the committee? No, in that case, I'd be happy to take on the task.
I bet you would.
All those in favour of electing me as chairperson of the committee, raise your hands. Carried.
Excuse me, Mrs. Thoroughgood. Can I, first of all, congratulate you on your triumph, which was well-deserved. But if I could just raise one tiny query.
Of course, Mr. Hopkins.
Why are we here?
I don't understand, Mr. Hopkins.
As far as I can ascertain from my admittedly inexhaustive inquiries, you haven't actually told anyone the reason for this meeting.
It's the village shop, Mr. Hopkins. Mr. and Mrs. Greenaway have decided to retire. There's little chance of finding another buyer, so it looks as though the shop is going to have to close for good.
That explains why the stock is so run down and there's nothing worth buying.
Oh, no, it's always been like that.
Christine, that Ashcore Bale bloke started me thinking.
Well, it's about time, love. You're 47.
He's right about one thing. This pub has got a lot of hidden potential, which we've yet to realise. We've failed to acknowledge the shifting sands of society. We've stood still while all around us is in flux. And what else was it he mentioned?
Don't ask me.
It was flux, he said, though, wasn't it?
I hope so.
Well, anyway, we're not adequately catering to the needs of the weekenders who come into the lounge bar. It's become obvious that what they really want is good quality food at reasonable prices, made from local produce and cooked to a high standard.
That's true.
So I thought we could put in a jukebox.
Good idea.
Right, that completes the elections for the subcommittee.
May I make a point of order through the chair?
Is that the chair of the committee or of the subcommittee?
Well, since both of them are Mrs. Thoroughgood, I don't think it makes much difference.
Proceed, Mrs. Cheeseman.
From what I can gather, no one here present, apart from you, Mrs. Thoroughgood, actually lives here during the week. Shouldn't the subcommittee, or at least the committee, be represented by what you might call full-time villagers?
Well, if any of them had bothered to come to the meeting...
Did you actually tell any of them it was taking place?
I didn't need to. I put up a notice here in the village hall at 11 a.m. this morning, clearly stating the time and place.
But, Mrs. Thoroughgood, when I arrived here 2 minutes before the meeting... The hall was still locked.
So?
Can I make a point?
Mr. Cheeseman?
We've all been sitting here now for almost 3 hours, and during that time, not one practical suggestion has been put forward on how to save the shop. Yes.
Mr. Cheeseman, it would be highly inappropriate for anyone here now to suggest how the shop can be preserved.
Would it? Why?
That's a job for the subcommittee.
I've got ones for tennis, ones for running, ones for circuit training, ones for squash and ones for rowing.
Well, so why won't they buy you trainers for badminton? It doesn't make sense.
I know. I've got to play basketball next term and they expect me to use my tennis trainers or something.
Hello. Oh, well, hello. Oh, you've seen you around. We were trying to work out whether you were one of us or one of them. Well,
what's your name?
Felicity.
One of us. There's Chloe, Benji, Catriona, Marcus. Hi. I'm Josh and that's Darren.
Right.
Darren?
Parents are arrivist.
Well, so, tell us about yourself. And what do you want to be when you leave school?
An engine driver.
Really? Oh. Well, my daddy says I'm going to be a socialite, which is odd, because I'm not even interested in politics.
So what kind of school do you go to, Felicity? Full weekly or day boarding?
I go to a state school.
Oh, dear. Well, are you one of the new poor?
No, actually. My parents happen to think that public schools produce feeble-minded, numb-headed retards who know nothing about what's really important in life.
Oh. Well, how can that be true? Because I've already appeared in Tala 3 times.
Oh, God.
Well, I call this subcommittee meeting to order. Perhaps we could move on from how much the Greenaways charge for toothpaste.
Makes my corner shop in Kentish Town seem cheap, let alone the local supermarket.
Well, isn't that the problem?
What?
The Greenaways tried to sell the same things as the supermarkets, but in order to make any money, they were forced to charge the earth. So
isn't the answer to sell things you can't buy in a supermarket?
Like what?
Parmigiano, bresaola, saffron, Conzo, copper di Parma.
But you can buy a lot of those things in supermarkets these days.
Well, even so, the last thing people want to do on a weekend is go to the supermarket.
I don't think
they'd mind spending a bit more on quality products if it only involved a 2-minute walk.
We could all club together and run the shop as a cooperative.
Did you say cooperative? Isn't that a socialist word?
No, it doesn't have to be. It just means running it as a non-profit-making concern.
That's right.
I thought we wanted to make it different from the old shop.
Oh, and instead of opening all week and shutting midday on Saturdays like now, it should open only on weekends when the village population is at its height.
So in a nutshell, we should turn it into a shop aimed solely at people who come here at the weekend.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, splendid idea. Let's take it to a vote, shall we?
I think we should still cater for
favour?
The whole.
Against? Motion carried. 9-0 with one abstention. Mrs. Cheeseman.
Hello, cottage. We're back.
No answer.
Have you noticed, Marina? No matter what time we leave on a Friday, we always arrive at the same time. 8:17.
Well, perhaps we should leave at 8:12. We'd be here in no time.
You know, there's something in there.
Well, Terence, we didn't get a chance to do it last weekend, so we must make certain we do it this weekend. Something we haven't done for a long, long time. And I, for one, can't wait.
Do what?
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
Oh, yes, here. As soon as we've carried all this stuff in.
Where's Felicity? She should be helping.
Marina, she was in the car with us, wasn't she?
Of course she was, Terence. Surely you must have seen her.
I was keeping my eyes on the road.
Well, you certainly wouldn't have heard her. I don't think she spoke during the entire journey.
Do we really need all this stuff in order to do nothing?
Of course we do. In order to lead the simple life, I've discovered you need one or two necessities, such as a cafetiere, a colander, and coriander.
And those are just the necessities, beginning with C.
Don't forget chives, capsicum, caraway seeds, Cajun spices, and... Oh, no!
What?
I forgot the cumin.
I may be able to help you there.
Oh, Mrs. Thorogood.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Cheeseman. I trust you had a good journey, Dad.
It was a nightmare.
Mr. Cheeseman, I have something to show you. Come with me.
Well, we're just unpacked.
Well, Mr. Cheeseman can finish bringing everything in. He's a man. Come on.
You've got cumin.
Ground cumin and cumin seeds.
And there's polenta, pesto, olive oil, shortbread from the Hebrides, the Shetlands, the Orkneys, and mull.
In this shop, we will give the people what they want.
Yes. What happened to the Greenaways and their old stock?
Sold off to the village store in Badenham for £100.
The Greenaways?
Just the stock.
I don't understand how you could have got hold of all these supplies in less than a week.
It wasn't easy finding it all, but it's amazing what one discovers at the back of one's cupboards.
These are all yours?
You know how it is. One always buys more than one needs.
Well, that means it's second hand.
Oh, poor Mrs. Cheeseman. This is only to get us started. Now, my idea is that this shop will be run by and for the villagers democratically, with everyone having an equal say.
That's what you've decided, is it?
It is.
And when you say run... The shop.
It was your idea, Mrs. Cheeseman, so you have the privilege of the first shift. Please have the shop open tomorrow morning on the dot at 9.
But I've spent all week working, and I've already got plans for this weekend.
To do what?
Well, nothing.
Well, there you are then, absolutely perfect.
No, I mean I...
Here are the keys.
Mrs. Thorogood...
Oh, what on earth is that?
What?
That monstrosity in the sky...
Can you throw me up my other spanner? It's at the foot of the ladder.
Coming right up. It's moments like this that make me thankful for our thatched roof. They're so handy for landing spanners on.
Now, the satellite engineer said the most important thing is to get the dish facing in exactly the right direction. What do you think?
Yep. That looks to be the most prominent angle.
So it should still be visible from the far end of the village.
I reckon. What do you think the reception will be like then?
I'd say very frosty.
Anyway, looks like we're about to find out.
Mr. Harwood, you must take that down at once.
Evening, Mrs. Thorogood.
You hear me this minute.
No can do, Mrs. T.
Mrs. Harwood, please think of the consequences. It's not just an eyesore. After installing satellite television, how are you going to endure the incessant noise and the constant disturbance?
Well, I was hoping that if I went inside, you might go away.
Felicity! Felicity! Come inside the shelter, please.
I wouldn't dream of disturbing you. You're clearly fully occupied waiting for a bus.
Not lightly. The last one came through Shipcombe in 1987.
You know how it is. Perhaps three will come along at once. Bye then.
Felicity! I really do like you.
Then I must be doing something wrong.
The other night, I just like being with you.
You've got a strange way of showing it.
What I sent you by the bridge, that was a trick.
A trick?
I talked to you like that in front of the village kids, so they think you'd ate my guts and wouldn't want anything more to do with me.
It's worked. What a great idea. Well done.
And then I thought that maybe we could carry on in secret.
Carry on?
Felicity, will you go out with me?
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to do a lot better than that.
Felicity, come back!
What a wimp you are. Too afraid even to shout my name.
Felicity!
As I was walking past, I clearly saw people in the Shipcombe Arms still drinking. And when I looked at my watch, I couldn't believe it. It was 11 minutes past 11, thus exceeding the permitted 10 minutes drinking up time.
And what do you expect us to do? Take away the publicans in a Black Mariah?
We could at least revoke their licence.
I'll make a note of your complaint. Anything else, sir?
I was served a short measure once.
Really?
And now they've put up this satellite dish, so there's got to be something you can do.
Putting up a satellite dish is not yet a criminal offence, sir.
Then the law is an ass.
If you'll excuse me, sir, the Baddenham Police Force do have rather more serious crimes to attend to. There may be a dog running around somewhere without a lead, or perhaps someone's failed to rewind a rented videotape.
I doubt if you have anything more pressing to deal with than a case of serving after hours.
If you must know, sir, last week we had a carjacking.
Carjacking?
A man was caught jacking up his car in a no-parking zone.
Are you mocking me?
Not at all, sir. In fact, the most serious criminal offence I've come across recently has been committed while we've been talking.
What's that?
Wasting police time, sir. Goodbye.
What about rich tea biscuits?
Sorry. Any jars of mincemeat?
I'm afraid not.
Well, you must have sultanas, at least. Everyone sells sultanas.
Except us?
Oh... What kind of shop is this? And what happened to the greenaways?
We've got cumin.
Cumin?
If you were going to make a curry.
Well, there's no point. You haven't got any sultanas. I'll just take this packet of peppercorns.
Fine.
Well, just a minute. This packet has already been opened.
Surely not.
Look.
Is there a problem?
Mrs. Hardwood has found an open packet of peppercorns.
And look at this jar of artichokes. It's half empty.
That's why it's on sale at half price.
I don't believe this.
Well, that's it. She's going to tell half the village now.
All the better.
What?
Come on, it was her half of the village we wanted to weed out in the first place.
Did you want something, Mrs. Thorogood?
Not from here. I've already bought it all once. No, it was something else.
Yes.
I know I can count on you to support my campaign to force the Harwoods to take down their satellite dish. I've organised a meeting for 3 o'clock this afternoon in the village hall.
I'm not surprised.
Then you'll be there?
No. I mean, I'm not surprised you've organised a meeting. I'm sure it must happen most weekends.
Do I detect a tone, Mrs. Cheeseman?
I'm afraid you do, Mrs. Thorogood. I'm tired, I've had an exhausting week, and the last thing I want to do on my weekend is work unpaid in a shop and then go to one of your interminable meetings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to do what I should have done in the first place.
What's that?
Absolutely bugger all. Take over, would you, Mrs. Thorogood?
Me? I can't be a shop assistant.
Felicity! Felicity!
What do you want? Go away.
Her eyes are bright green, the most beautiful I have ever seen.
No.
Her figure is so lean and her teeth are very clean.
Robbie, I'm going to shut my window now.
No, don't. I haven't finished. When I'm near her, I feel such electricity from the girl who goes by the name of Felicity. Her shiny hair is the colour of gold.
Wait a minute. My hair's not gold. It's auburn.
I know, but I couldn't think of any rhymes for auburn, except for Cliff Thorburn, and I didn't know how to get that in.
And my eyes aren't green, they're blue. You might have got that right.
They're green.
I think I know the colour of my own eyes.
They've always been green when I've stared longingly into them.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
It's all right, there's no one around.
You made sure of that first, did you?
Felicity! I thought this was the kind of thing you wanted.
Look, I know I said you should be more romantic, but...
But what?
Maybe you should find yourself a golden-haired, green-eyed girl to go out with.
But I long only to kiss that pretty miss called Fliss.
I hate being called Fliss.
Sorry. Felicity, what do I have to do? Tell me!
I'm sorry, Robbie. If you don't know, then I can't tell you. Goodbye.
Customer at last.
Good afternoon.
Can I help you at all?
I'm just looking at the moment, thank you.
As you please.
Actually, I think I've seen enough, Mrs. Greenaway.
Actually,
I work
I'm
for
not...
the Health and Safety Inspectorate. I've received information that you are reselling out-of-date goods which represent a hazard to the public.
What?
A brief examination has proved the information to be correct. I have here an emergency warrant to close this shop down until further notice.
Close it down? We only opened it this morning.
I don't understand.
I'm not Mrs. Greenaway.
So you're just her shop girl, then?
How dare you? I'm Mrs. Thoroughgood. Mrs. Greenaway has retired. I'm running the shop now.
That's odd, because I have no record of a new licence application.
Licence? What licence?
I have no choice, Mrs. Thoroughgood. This shop must be shut down immediately and permanently.
In episode 2 of The Weekend Starts Here, Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thoroughgood, Rupert Vansittart, Mr. Thoroughgood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity, and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Smith was played by Tom George, Cecilia Fife by Elizabeth Bell, and Chloe by Beth Chalmers. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Terry Davis, and episode 2 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews, and the director was Paul Miller.